Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, continuing our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series with Matt Deaton of the DeSoto Dragons. And we're going to talk about the fall season coming up here, and then we'll wrap up the 2019-2020 season talk, talking about winter and spring. But first things first is the fall, and Matt, I want to talk about football because, well, we love football. And you guys have your first game August 30th against Perryville. Homecoming is against Fredericktown on October 4th. And I imagine Chris Johnson has been raising his voice for the last several months now with the football side. But, yeah, just talk about Chris Johnson still with you guys and coming into this football season, your expectations.
Oh yes, Coach Johnson's still the man at the helm of our football program. He's been working hard with the boys this summer, getting them in the weight room, getting their lifting in, just working in general with them. We've got pretty high expectations of Coach Johnson and the football program this year. Obviously every year you lose a lot when you lose your seniors, but we've got a good group of seniors coming back this year that we really have high expectations for.
Now I know we're stuck in mid July here, and we really just can't wait for the fall season to begin. But in the meantime, you know, you're still there at the school, and you're getting things ready for the upcoming season, and I imagine Coach Johnson is there as well. If you could just sort of share some of the conversations that you and him have had about just this football team and kind of how practices and training camps and all that stuff are going.
Well, we've got our big training camp coming up starting next week. But he's been working all summer with them, 7-on-7 weight room. You know, we just talked a lot about, you know, who's going to fill in some holes on the line, who's going to move to different positions to, you know, take place of certain people that have graduated. But he's really been focused on the team and working with his coaching staff. And, you know, we're still had a couple people leave that were in the process of filling in a couple of spots still, that had some last-minute loss people leave. So, but Coach has been working hard. We've had some good conversations, and we're excited about the football season coming up.
Okay, when you talk about losing people, are we talking about players or coaches?
We've had a few teachers leave for different positions in different districts or out of state that we're going to have to fill that spot and the football staff, so we're trying to do a couple last-minute hires here.
Okay, very well. Homecoming, as I mentioned at the outset, is against Fredericktown October 4th. Every school has their way of celebrating homecoming. The students have their special way of celebrating, you know, just being, you know, school spirit and all that stuff. And for those that don't get to experience what DeSoto Homecoming Week or Homecoming Day is like, can you kind of just give us a sense as to how DeSoto, you know, sort of gets down on a Friday or the week of homecoming?
We have, obviously, our student council runs a spirit week for us all week long. You know, kids decorate, you know, themselves and their cars. And we have a big, our day of homecoming is a half day where we do a big pep assembly for the kids. And then we have our parade that afternoon, homecoming game, obviously, that night. And then the Saturday we have our big homecoming dance. But it's a week of celebration and hopefully pumping everybody up for the big game.
All right, very well. Let's go ahead and, if you will, we'll move on to softball. Chris Wolick with the reins there, 16-12 last year, fell one win away from a district championship, of course. Hillsborough got in the way, and we all saw what Hillsborough was able to do reaching the Final Four. But first game for you guys is North County, September 3rd, and I imagine Chris Wolick is back running the show. And I think there's only up from here.
Correct. Coach Wolick's been working hard with the ladies. They had, you know, having camps, and they're doing a book study also on softball this year, which is something new. He's trying just to not only focus on the athletic side, but focus on the mental side of the game and being a student athlete. So he's pretty excited about that. Said the book study is going great. The girls are really buying into it and enjoying the book study. But he's also, you know, obviously working on the fundamentals and doing everything else with their camps also.
Okay, and from a player's perspective, has he brought any Has he brought any names to your attention that he says, hey, we expect great things from her?
No, we really haven't talked to individual players that much, but he said they're really looking good in their training camps, and they've been getting into the weight room and working in the weight room in the off season also. So hopefully we've got high expectations for him this year.
All right, very well. Let's go ahead and move on to cross country. Big year for not just DeSoto track and field, but cross country as well. And that DeSoto Fessus rivalry is heating up pretty nice, isn't it?
Yes, Coach Young and his staff's doing a great job with our cross country program. Numbers just keep growing. They keep the buy-in from the kids and with his philosophy and just having a whole staff buy-in of what's going on, and it's a great environment to be around.
I know there was Erica Meller, Caitlin McGinnity that were part of the program, and a couple of other names that I can't remember off the top of my head, but as far as the cross-country squad goes and how it's kind of set up with seniors and juniors and returners that were able to reach state, do you have any information about that?
We lost Jewel Kohler, was one of our seniors that we lost, but we still have Ms. Vogelsang, Ms. Kempfe, Erica Meller, McGinnity was another one that we lost as a senior, but we've got a very strong core coming back that we expect a lot of great things out of with our cross country.
And what about the boys' side?
Boys are training hard. They performed the best they've ever performed last year. So, they're trying to rally and outdo the girls. Obviously, they want to be right up there with the young ladies on our cross country program. So our boys have been really training hard, and we're hoping to see them just continue to grow as well. They had a great year last year. It's the best year they ever finished. So.
Yeah. All right. Very well. Yeah. Whenever you have the best year and the best year ever or whatever, that's obviously gives everyone the belief that they can continue to get better. And so we certainly hope that for DeSoto boys cross country. Let's move on to let's go soccer. I like soccer. We'll talk soccer. Nate Reiser, I would assume is still the head coach there, and just. Going into this 2019-2020 season, what's he thinking?
Nate lost some key players last year, seniors, but he's got a good group coming back. So Nate's got pretty high hopes for the boys' soccer team. They've been working hard this summer like everybody else and hitting their open fields and getting their time in. So I think our boys' soccer team's going to have a good year. They're gonna go out. They're gonna compete. Obviously, we lost Nick Reiser last year and the Patterson kid, but Mr. Patterson, Mr. Reiser were key parts of our soccer program. But we've got a lot of young kids that will step up and hopefully help lead that team and have a great season.
Okay. I meant to ask you on the cross-country side, and I'll ask you boys' soccer side as well. If you have it in front of you, when is the first meet for cross-country, and when's the first game for boys' soccer?
Boys' soccer's first game will be 9-5 against Christian Academy of Greater St. Louis here at DeSoto. And then we're going to have just a small cross-country meet at DeSoto, just we call it kind of a season kickoff on 9-6.
Okay, very well.
It's just a small meet just to get them used to competing and get them back in the groove before we hit anything big.
Right, yep. Important to get back in the groove.
Yep.
All right, last fall subject to talk about, and that is volleyball. Still led by Lindsey Brinkman?
Yes, sir.
All right. I met her, I think, when DeSoto played Fessus at Fessus last year, and she seems like a really smart volleyball coach and very, very kind. And just talk about her and her impact on this volleyball program in your eyes.
Coach Brinkman's a very intelligent lady who knows volleyball in and out. She is very psychological when it comes to it, as far as positioning on the court, knowing where the girls need to be, you know, conducting the girls to where they need to be, and just she has a great mind for the game and is just constantly, you know, tweaking our girls and getting them in the right position out there on the court.
And what has she said about this this team going in?
It's a growing year for us. You know, we're developing our numbers. Our numbers have been down in volleyball a little bit the past couple of years, and she's working on getting those numbers back up. And there's a good buzz with our program, around it. The girls are being very positive, working hard. Watched them a little bit the other day in some scrimmage games, and they, I think we're gonna have a better year this year. Like I said, we're regrowing the program. Coach Brinkman's working hard on getting the numbers up and getting the excitement with the program, and I believe it's going to grow and have a lot better year this year.
Okay, very well. And I know there's a lot of really tough volleyball teams around, not just Jefferson County, but in general around here. And so I think picking up 13 wins is pretty solid from last year's team. And, of course, the first game for volleyball this year is September 3rd against Bismarck. So I know you guys are looking forward to that.
Yes.
Matt, before we do take a break and to sort of group together winter and spring sports coming up, I know that there are opportunities outside of DeSoto for teams to travel to or students to travel to, maybe become a part of a summer program or things like that. For the athletics that they're participating in or plan to participate in the next upcoming school year. Do you have, or for DeSoto, do you guys set them up with certain travel arrangements for some camp in at Mizzou campus or things like that? Do you guys do that for the programs?
We do some traveling as teams. Our volleyball go and they'll compete in different things. Our football team will go with their contact days and compete at, sevens on sevens, stuff like that. Wrestling, a lot of them, they go as a group for themselves and will go as so much of a team camp. We do team camps here on campus. But then a lot of times they'll travel and they'll go and do certain things. But, we don't set up and send them certain places. But there are, certain volleyball tournament, they'll go and travel with their contact day or something.
Okay, so it's more kind of up to the student-athlete to, find something to do.
Right. As far as going in to a set camp or something, we do our team camps here.
Gotcha.
On campus with our groups.
Okay, very well. I was just curious. That's all. All right. Well, we'll take a break here, Matt. And when we come back, we'll talk about the winter and spring, if that's okay.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. This is Matt Deaton, Athletic Director for DeSoto, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. It is the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series, and we'll continue it next. Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. We are continuing our conversation with Matt Deaton, Athletic Director for DeSoto, on this Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series. And well, we just got done talking about the fall sports, and now we'll kind of group winter and spring together. And Matt, we'll just start off with asking about any coaching changes that you guys might have gone through over this summer.
Head coaching wise, we are all the same. We did lose some assistant coaches on the boys basketball side. Coach White chose to go a different direction, and Coach DeMullen, obviously, he chose to go over to Herky, and he's coaching over at Herky now. And then we had another coach choose to go into the admin side of things. So Coach Ammon's rebuilding his coaching staff right now, but we did lose some boys coaches on the boys side, but they've all chose to pursue different areas, and we support them fully on that.
Okay, very well. And so that means boys track, girls track, girls soccer, girls basketball, all that staying the same, wrestling, all that stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, we added some coaches in football. baseball, obviously Coach DeMullen was part of our baseball staff, so we filled his position in baseball.
Okay.
But we did, you know, we did hire some new football coaches, and we're still working in the process of filling one football and two basketball positions.
All right, good deal. Thanks for sharing that with us, by the way. And are you guys still accepting applications, or you have your candidates and you're just sort of narrowing them down?
No, we're still accepting applications. One just opened, so we're still accepting applications for football and basketball.
Okay, and where can anyone who's listening that might be interested, where can they go to find those applications?
They can email me or call me here at the high school, and I can help them out with that.
Okay, good deal. So, yeah, anyone listening that might be interested in coaching at DeSoto, give Matt Deaton a ring or shoot him an email. All right, one thing that I saw on Twitter just a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was about 3 weeks ago that this happened, but the state medalist wall for wrestling finally went up. Talk about that and how exciting that is for you guys.
It's been a project Coach Brown and I have been talking about, and he wanted to do something in the gym to motivate the wrestlers. So we, Donnie Meeks helped us out and went, and he's kind of the historian of the wrestling program here. And so over the past few years, we've been working on some ideas and getting plates for everybody that placed, top six in the state of Missouri in wrestling for the wrestling program. And we decided this summer was the summer we were going to get it finished. So Coach Brown and some of his guys worked really hard this summer and got the wall up in the wrestling room. It looks great.
All right. Now, was that dragon design that looks really, really cool, was that something that was already there and you guys placed the banners around, or was that created by someone strictly for the wall?
Fabio Rodriguez, one of our art teachers, created that. He made that for Coach Brown a couple of years ago. It took a lot of time. He's an amazing, talented artist, and Mr. Rodriguez created that for Coach Brown, and like I said, he's an amazing man, an amazing artist, and we're proud to have him here at DeSoto.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is a very awesome looking dragon, and if anyone's interested in looking at it, they can look up DeSoto Wrestling on Twitter and see the post from June 26th. So, all right, and sticking with the wrestling theme, a girl that we obviously tracked all of last winter. Because she did amazing things, and that's J.C. Feller, state champion, one of the best wrestlers in the nation, and she proved that just recently, competing in the Freestyle Wrestling National Championships in Fargo and finishing third place. So to sort of put your thoughts around the fact that DeSoto has a female wrestler that just made herself the third best wrestler in the entire nation of female wrestlers. That's got to be an awesome feeling for you guys.
Oh, JC is a phenomenal young lady. I mean, she's not only a student athlete. She competes three different seasons. She's a cheerleader in the fall, wrestler in the winter, and then she competes in track in the spring. She's a great student, just an asset to our school. She's a great young lady. You know, she placed last year in nationals, in freestyle nationals, and then to do it again this year. She's to be an All-American 2 years in a row, a state champion. I just can't speak enough for this young lady, the accomplishments that she's already done, but her future, it's just wide open. She's a great young lady.
Well, what is an individual athlete doing, accomplishing what she's accomplishing, if I can get the word out, what does that do for the high school, for the community in DeSoto?
Oh, she, I mean, not only as an athlete, but just as a student, her personality, her leadership for our school. I mean, she does a great job for us. She not only promotes the wrestling program, she gets out there, she talks it up. And then demonstrates it obviously in person with her talents and her abilities, but she's just a great advocate for our high school. She's a wonderful lady. She works hard in the classroom. I mean, she just brings a lot of positive to our school district.
Yeah, and she's really good answering questions that I ask her throughout the season. She did a really good job with all of her interviews. Very good.
Yeah, she's a very well-spoken young lady.
Yes, I definitely picked up on that for sure. All right, Matt, well, I'm pretty excited for this 2019-2020 season. I know you guys are at DeSoto as well. If you wouldn't mind, just your final thoughts on things that have happened between last year and this year, and just the anticipation for another strong DeSoto sports season coming up.
You know, obviously, Coach Hammond, Coach Rawls has been working hard with their basketball programs this summer, getting them into, you know, a lot of team stuff, a lot of competitions, using their contact days. Coach Brown and the wrestlers have been doing a great job hitting camps. A lot of the wrestlers are going out and hitting a lot of freestyle. Some of them are hitting some Greco tournaments. They've been working hard in the weight room. They've been working hard on the courts and on the mats. And, you know, we're excited to see what's going to come of that and see what's going to happen with our winter sports, because we've got very high expectations, and we know they're going to go out there and they're going to work hard and you know, exceed what their expectations are.
All right. Very well. Matt, I always appreciate the conversation, appreciate you dedicating time to informing us and our listeners, and we look forward to more conversations throughout the rest of this year.
Well, we thank you for the coverage, and we just appreciate everything you do for DeSoto.
You're very welcome. It is my pleasure. Again, that is Matt Deaton, the athletic director for DeSoto, joining us on the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series right here on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. That is it for today. Have a great rest of your evening.